Next item on the agenda is Bubba's Marina, 01-1979.
Mr. Commissioner, I have a...
11-0583. Mr. Plumlee.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're not interrupting.
I do have a conflict in hearing this. I must recuse myself. Our firm has represented this applicant.
Let the record reflect, Mr. Plumlee will be recusing himself. Ms. Leonard.
Mr. Commissioner.
We'll let you know when we're finished. Yes, sir.
Mr. Commissioner.
I'm sorry, Mr. Palmer.
So, having had a prior business relationship with Mr. Hyonis, I need to recuse myself also.
Okay. You can join Mr. Plumlee. Thank you. Let the record reflect, Mr. Palmer also has a... yeah.
Okay.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mr. and Mrs. Hyonis are requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain the glass door enclosures installed around the channelwood portion of their facility known as Bubba's Shellfish Market, Shore Drive, along the Glen Haven Inlet in Virginia Beach. They're also seeking authorization to operate a restaurant facility within the enclosed decking area that currently exists over state and submerged bottomlands. The commission may remember that we brought this to the March 2011 hearing as a compliance issue in regard to the 2001 permit granted by the commission. To briefly go over some of the details, while the commission found the ongoing use was inconsistent with the permit, we granted a six-month stay to maintain their ongoing restaurant-type operations, provided the applicant submitted an after-the-fact joint permit application and provided all requisite local and state approvals. That's where we are now. That six-month period ended at the end of September, and we're bringing this issue back to the commission for consideration. Just to go through an abbreviated slideshow in history, maybe for some of the members that weren't here in March, this is the location right there at the just east of the Lesnar Bridge, the Glen Haven Inlet and Ariel. This is the facility in question. This is Bubba's Shellfish Market. That's their boat ramp. Bubba's restaurant.
And I think for the record, it's important to note that the there are six members of the commission here today that were present when the initial decision was made. Right?
I don't think Mr. Sessler.
Or five.
I was not here.
Okay, we have five here. We still have a quorum that were here at the time this matter was heard. Thanks.
Another aerial. Looking at the facility, I just want to point out what we permitted, what the commission permitted in 2001. It's basically the portion of the facility, about half of it, that's channelward of the old bulkhead line. A small portion is the interior of the shop, but then you have the decking area that was originally permitted historically for seafood offloading and seafood processing. Staff discovered the state of the facility in December of 2010 in response to a standard visit for a joint permit application for the actual restaurant that they wanted to install. They still have a plan for a bulkhead replacement, so which is actually next door. So when I was next door, I noticed the state of this facility now. Mr. and Mrs. Hyonis did submit an after-the-fact joint permit application like required. We conducted a public interest review, notifying adjoining property owners, creating a newspaper advertisement, and another public interest review with agencies, with state agencies and local agencies. Amongst those, DEQ and the Corps had no comments or no permit requirements. The local health department approved the facility, as well as the health department, sanitation district, and wastewater engineering in Richmond. And just to go through a few more of the slides, it's the facility in question. Looking from the parking lot, looking on the interior, looking back, there's the restaurant next door, looking from the outside. And that's just one last slide. And I have several slides if you all have questions regarding the previous presentation back in March. Now, on Friday of last week, Friday evening, actually, we received a status update from Deputy City Manager Dave Hansen from the City of Virginia Beach. That has been incorporated into your book. It's the first page that was slip sheeted in. It's not attached, but dated October 21st. And basically, he's given us an update with where the local approval process is. And while it appears there are still outstanding local issues to address before local city approval is granted, it also appears that the city of Virginia Beach is fully endorsing the ongoing use of the facility as a restaurant. And just to note a couple of comments. In the first paragraph, he says it's the desire of the city to ultimately provide them a certificate of occupancy so that they may operate a waterfront restaurant in addition to what they originally established. He goes on to say this will take additional time, however, and I expect a completion within the next 120 days. And then at the end, the last paragraph, he says, we fully endorse the Hyonas Shellfish Factory to function as both a retail facility and a waterside restaurant. It would be our request to you and the commission that the Hyonas be approved for this expanded use. So that leaves us where we are today. Actually, staff is somewhat uncomfortable making a recommendation as to where we go, the commission goes from here in terms of interpreting the city's approval or conditions of approval that may come in the future. We feel that if the commission thinks that the city has ultimately will approve the ongoing restaurant use of the facility, then it would be appropriate to recommend after the fact approval of the glass door enclosures and the additional use of the facility as a restaurant. But we'd also recommend that such an approval include a triple permit fee, which would be $300, an appropriate civil charge based on minor environmental impact and major permit deviation, and a royalty payment of $5,654 for the facility's original encroachment over 2,827 square feet of state-owned submerged bottomland at a rate of $2 per square foot. In accordance with the code, the commission may also want to consider tripling the royalty amount given that the after-the-fact nature of the request and the recent non-compliance with the original permit conditions for the past couple of years. In the alternative, if the commission is somewhat uncomfortable granting ultimate approval, you could consider a continuance of the stay that was granted, or you could order the Hyonas to immediately cease restaurant activities on the facility. If that option is chosen, the commission would still need to decide if the glass door enclosures can remain and if triple permit fees and civil charges should be required for that portion. And that's where we are.
Questions, Mr. Worrell? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Justin, if you could remind me of our original order, it was to give them a certain amount of time to bring the facility into compliance with, and in terms of obtaining the city's permit.
Yes, sir.
And that's what's put this back on our calendar and
yes,
agenda.
Sir. If you look at in your book, Commission Item 2-1 and 2-2, that's our letter of finding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the second and third paragraphs, we've summarized the course of action they needed to take over that six-month period. It says, you know, the commission deemed the activities were not consistent with the permit. However, they granted a six-month period. They continue to operate. They had to provide an after-the-fact application within 30 days, which they did, to retain the glass door enclosures and for the additional use, and further required to make all the applications and garner any approvals from the city as necessary. And then at the end, we say, at the completion of the public interest review, we would then bring this back to the commission, assuming all of the approvals were granted. The caveat is we don't have all the approvals in our mind. We wouldn't take a new restaurant facility or any commercial facility out over the water. We wouldn't bring it to the commission without the local yes or no. And that's where, unfortunately, that's our discomfort here, is that we're not sure that as a staff we can interpret what the city is telling us. And then we go on to say if this matter is not resolved within 6 months, actually your commission order said if it's not resolved within 6 months, the activities would cease. So we're back to your options now of what the commission would like to decide.
Mr. Robbins?
Well, and to follow up, in summarizing this letter from October 21 that the city sent in to the commission, it appears that they are generally supporting the concept of the Shellfish Factory functioning in the role that it currently operates in, and they indicate that they would estimate 120 days to approve some of these additional steps. Do you have any other information that would suggest it would be longer than that to try to get final approval for these four items?
Well, that puts me in an uncomfortable position of trying to predict what the
state
is going to do.
State only what you know.
Yeah, if you have any other information.
Tangible. No, I don't want you to speculate.
I can't, you know, confirm or deny how much longer it would take. I'd be uncomfortable with a shorter amount of time if that was granted from a staff perspective.
Thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Sessoms.
The restaurant part of the facility is functioning now.
Yes, sir. That's my understanding.
And they plan on having that open during the wintertime months.
That's also my understanding. Mr. and Ms. Hyonis are here today.
So the city did not have a cease and desist situation. They allowed them to keep operating while they were proceeding through this process.
That's probably just the opposite as far as assisting along.
Right.
Continue and assist.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Sessoms?
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. A couple things. Number one, I think that the October 21st letter is perfectly clear that the City of Virginia Beach endorses, number one, the use, and also is stating that they're working with the applicant to obtain the necessary approvals. I was fortunate to catch up with Mr. Hansen this morning by telephone. Called him yesterday, but he was tied up in meetings. And again, Mr. Hansen was very clear with me that the City of Virginia Beach supports the use, that the City of Virginia Beach is working with the applicant to obtain all the approvals. I don't think that the approvals are going to be able to be obtained in a 120-day period. Being in the development business myself and looking at the issues that need to be taken care of, which again, Dave Hansen said they're not only working with the applicant, but the city's going to support the applicant when it goes before the BZA and planning and city council with regard to right-of-way closure. It's going to take, in my mind's eye, substantially longer than 120 days. Now, I'll tell you where I'm going with this and where my proposal is going to be is that the commission, with that knowledge, the city supportive, and not only that, but I know from personal experience that the comprehensive plan envisions this use. The comprehensive plan, and I believe this is part of this a strategic action area of the City of Virginia Beach, envisions restaurant, bar, and retail uses. With that, where I'm going to go with it is, I'll propose, is that we support the change of use because of those reasons, and let the City of Virginia Beach do what the City of Virginia Beach is supposed to do, and that is oversee the right-of-way closure. My understanding from Mr. Hansen will take care of the parking problem in the long run. The short run, my understanding is it's going to go before BZA for a minor variance, which the City of Virginia Beach is going to support. I also understand from Mr. Hansen that the, and I see the applicant is here and maybe he can address this, that the City of Virginia Beach has already inspected and approved the handicap ramp, but I'm not exactly sure on that. But in any event, I know that the City of Virginia Beach is working with the applicant to make these things happen and supporting these things. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, for the comment, Ms. Fox.
Well, I agree with Mr. Sessoms. In general, however, I am concerned that the applicant took certain actions in advance which require a permit, and he had no permit, and he just did them anyway. And so I'm not pleased by that, and I think we need to address that somehow in whatever action we take.
Mr. Robbins?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I would agree that this does need to be permitted given the change of use, and we did have an extensive dialogue and discussion about this the last time we heard the case. As a matter of principle, I think we supported moving forward with allowing the applicant to bring to satisfy the upland concerns and the permitting concerns that were necessary to bring the facility into compliance. And I would, just to summarize this letter that we have from the City of Virginia Beach, it's clear to me that at least from this documentation, that they do appear to support the existing use of the facility, and they're planning on providing additional support through the various city processes from the city perspective as these things come up for approval. But it is clear that more time is needed, and I think just reflecting on the original, or the intent of our original position, it was to give them a reasonable amount of time to bring these other issues into compliance. I would suggest that we consider perhaps giving them 6 months or some reasonable amount of time to satisfy those additional permit requirements, and then bring it back before the commission and consider the final permitting.
Mr. Kugel, just as part of legal advice, this is not a public hearing de novo. This is a review. Is that correct?
Based on my understanding of the proceedings, yes, it's a review.
Okay. Continue, Mr. Fox. I mean, Mr. Schick.
I think I stated this last time. My concern is we have a situation here where we have a unauthorized, unpermitted use of state-owned bottom. These other issues with, you know, the city of Virginia Beach are a separate issue. And the city of Virginia Beach, although they may want restaurants over or on the water, that's not their purview. That's our purview. And not that I've made any type of decisions, but I think these other things are immaterial. They need to be accomplished, but the real issue is, are we going to allow people to build what they say they're going to build and then change the use and then come back and get forgiveness as opposed to getting permission first? That's the issue, and it's being all overshadowed by the way that this whole thing was done. And I appreciate that Virginia Beach wants this. I love it. I've been there. I've eaten there. It's great. But the problem is it's not just this one thing. It's the whole concept of unauthorized use of state-owned bottom for non-water-dependent uses. And what are we going to do about that?
Mr. Lane?
I, too, am troubled by the fact that Mr. Hyonis is using state-owned bottom for restaurant business when he said he was going to have a seafood business to provide a place for watermen to unload their products and to sell and promote seafood, which would be a water-dependent business. Restaurant, of course, is not a water-dependent business. The fact that the city of Virginia Beach now endorses this project still doesn't change the fact that they're encroaching on state bottom land for what the commission has deemed to be inappropriate use. This commission has denied other applicants the right to do what Mr. Hyonis is doing right now. And I'm very troubled by this. If this is approved, then we're opening the door. What's going to happen down the road? What's going to prevent someone else from doing the very same thing that Mr. Hyonis is doing? So I think we're setting a bad precedent. And I understand the city of Virginia Beach supports this, but that doesn't change the nature of taking state bottom land for an inappropriate use.
Well, I'll tell you where I think we are, and I'm not going to pile on. I think, without a doubt, from the outset, the utilization of this space changed without authorization. That's no doubt about it. Number two, we didn't go looking for this issue. It came looking for us as a matter of a compliance inspection that our very diligent staff found in keeping up with this homework that things were amiss. Once this came to us, though, to the credit of the Hyonises, whether one could say, well, they didn't have much of an opportunity or not, you can do business one of two ways. You can just stonewall, or you can work to attempt to, after things have gone awry the first time, try to correct them. And I think the Hyonises, during the course of the discussions that we had, the mandates that were put on them after the request for an after-the-fact joint permit application was filed, have done whatever that they possibly can, per our direction, to comply with the necessary rules and regulations to convert this open space into a space that, as we've heard today and as we heard previously, is supported by the strategic plan that is providing a venue for persons to both eat and to make a living, and continue by virtue of Colonel Hansen's letter to try to strive to make sure that their place of business is in compliance. From what I've read in staff reports and from what I have read in reports from the city government, things seem to be moving in the appropriate direction with no impediments being thrown up by either side. Having said that, I do agree at this juncture with my colleagues on the commission that this is in our purview, and it will remain in our purview until the conditions that we set forth in the previous hearings are satisfied. Do I think that will occur? Yes, I do. I think things are going in the right direction. Do I believe at the present time that we should in any way throw up impediments or unusual timetables that would cause this project not to proceed forth in a smooth manner? No, I don't. I think it's the we've got a couple of jobs to do here, not to lecture this august board, but we have to protect the subaqueous bottomlands. We also have to work as a state government in concert with local government to make sure that we have the best government. And I think in this situation, by virtue of the evidence that's before us, that a continuation would be in order to accomplish those final items that need to be taken care of, as we said from the outset. But I don't believe at this juncture, based on what my colleagues are saying and the reading of the code, that we up and say halfway through the process, we're just going to go ahead and turn it over and say, we'll wash our hands of it and we'll just let the city finish up. Because if you get right down to it, water's still splashing on the bottom of it, and it will be until the permit is accomplished. So I just firmly believe that I've known Dave Hansen for a long time. If he tells me that it can be accomplished within 120 days, I believe that when you throw that into consideration with the fine developmental skills of Mr. Sessoms on our board, that there's somewhere in the middle that can be found. And I think probably in all likelihood a six-month continuation is something that can be accomplished in the interim. I think, quite honestly, I cannot turn a blind eye to the royalties and to the other fees that are necessary to send a message that this type of activity cannot be undertaken without some type of sanction. So, as chair, I don't get a chance to make motions. I only get a chance to break ties. But that's what's on my mind, and that's what I do believe would be a fair solution to this issue. The matter is before the commission for discussion, and prior to the vote in this review, I think it appropriate that we do hear from the applicant after a motion is made. And council has reminded me that if we proceed down as part of the motion, that we provide them an alternate use permit, that would also almost be an extension of the continued use as it's in place. That would take care of the legal aspect of it as well. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, it was my impression based on the testimony we heard from staff that it would be essentially premature to issue the permit today in light of the outstanding permits that need to be addressed at the city level. That is, if this were a new case, we wouldn't be issuing the permit prior to these approvals on the city side. So I think these other issues hinge upon permit issuance. In other words, these questions of royalties and civil charges should be tied to the final issuance of the permit, as I understand it. And if that understanding is accurate, then I would suggest that we continue the case for 6 months to allow enough time for the applicant to bring the rest of it into compliance and then render a final decision about what represents an appropriate royalty and what represents an appropriate civil charge when we make the final permitting decision. If something else needs to be done in the interim along with the continuance, then we can consider that. I guess you were talking about an alternate use
permit. Yeah, the alternate use permit was suggested by legal counsel, and also as far as the sanctions were concerned, I just want to go up front and be on notice right now, today, that that's something that's going to have to be reckoned with at the time the final permit is issued. So, Mr. Sessoms.
So my question is, during the 6 months, he could continue to operate as a restaurant. I don't think I quite understand the alternative permit concept.
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. What council's concerned about is we have a situation here where we have a permit that does not permit the restaurant to operate or permit that use of the state-owned bottom land as a restaurant. Yet, as we sit here today, we're considering whether we're going to let them continue to operate as a restaurant pending the outcome of certain other issues. What I want to avoid is putting the permittee in the position of having to go forward in violation of the permit in the interim. So what I'm recommending to the commission is that however you want to craft some kind of interim permit so that Bubba's can continue to operate as a restaurant pending the resolution without binding itself to or without restricting itself from making a decision at the end of the process. The commission should fashion a permit that allows Bubba's to do what it's doing and then be able to revisit the issue at the end of a period of time and make a determination at that point. And as far as the commissioner and members of the commission are concerned with penalties, fees, and royalties, that could also be crafted into the interim permit, or you could wait to take that issue up after the time period. But what I want to avoid ultimately is putting the permittee in a catch-22 of having to continue to violate the permit to be able to do what it needs to do.
Right, right.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of that advice, I would suggest that we move forward with the six-month continuance of the issue and issue an interim use permit for the facility as currently configured for the next 6 months. And at that point, we would come back and consider what would be an appropriate royalty, what would be an appropriate civil charge, and hopefully be in a position based on the city's satisfaction of the other city permits to make a final decision on the permit.
And as a friendly amendment, would you consider having a representative from the city, such as Mr. Hansen, present at that meeting so we can have direct testimony on that matter?
Certainly. That's fine. So I would offer a motion that we issue an interim use permit and for a six-month period and continue the matter for 6 months, at which point we would reconvene and consider the issue and make a final determination about the a permanent permit with the considerations of civil charges, royalties, permit fees.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Sessoms. Mr. Watkinson?
I don't want to certainly argue with the procedure you've established here and the recommendation in the motion. There was a question about whether or not we needed to open this for a public hearing today, and it seems to me that if we're going to go the part of a interim permit, that we're taking action as if it isn't after the fact, and so it seems that maybe some opportunity for
getting ready to open it up
is appropriate.
Getting ready to open it up. Yep, thank you. For the record, this is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard? First, the applicant. Does the applicant wish to be heard based on what's been discussed?
I'm not sure if I understand.
Come forward, sir, to the mic. Thank you.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. You're not sure that you understand?
I'm not sure if I understand all the decisions.
Hang tight. Mr. Kugelman explained the motion, and he's our lawyer.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Basically, what's going on now with the restaurant part of your business here, it was initially permitted just for seafood processing, basically. And you've changed that, and now it's a restaurant.
I think it's with no restaurant, but I will take that because it doesn't seem like I go across to anybody. This is no restaurant. It's a waiting area for Bubba's Marina and also seafood facility, retail, and wholesale. We're taking selective spot off the building and we call all the building a restaurant. This is no restaurant. This is a seafood market. Loading and loading. Yesterday I have crabs in the building. I have fish in the building. I still load and I load. I add to the building more use to make it profitable.
Okay. Dimitri, what we're doing is we are in the process of trying to accomplish what you have asked for in your joint permit application. That's exactly what this commission is doing today, try to accomplish what you have asked for.
There was one question that I want to answer about the 120 days that Mr.
Hansen
is talking about. I'm not sure if you're all familiar with what's going on there. They want to build the bridge.
And that, believe it or not, and I don't mean to cut you short, building of bridges and what's going on, in addition to what's in front of us, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, very, very kindly, in a kind way, that is not our issue, and we cannot even consider that. What we are doing is considering what the city is saying they need. I'm not getting into the weeds as far as that's concerned. The only thing I want is at the end of the 6 months is the city to come forward and say that you've satisfied all the requirements they've put upon you so that we can issue the full permit. If that occurs, everything is over and done with. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Hyonis. Yes, sir. Further questions from the audience? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action.
I guess seeing that the motion was made and seconded, I'd like to call for question.
Question's been called. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
One no. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Can you get the other folks? Ask them to come in. Thank you, Mr. and Ms. Hyonis.